Smile when you wake up and start out the day by laughing your troubles away. Hey, hey, don't frown or worry, it won't help a thing. The best way is tune right up and sing. When old man trouble troubles you, just put him in his place. I found out the thing to do is laugh right in his face. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. All right, now come on, boys and girls, and let's all laugh right out loud. Now I want to hear a big laugh. Are you ready? One, two, three, laugh. Oh, yes, sir, that's the way to feel good, okay. Now come right up close to the radios.
Well, hello there, Happy Hank, and hi there, girls and boys.
Well, hello, Squeaky. Say, are you ready for some fun today?
Oh, boy, I'm always ready for fun. Hey, look, look.
Huh? What is it, Squeaky?
Well, look, there's a fly. He's flying right around your head.
Well, maybe he wants to broadcast.
Here he comes. Shoo, shoo, fly. I guess I'd better get the fly swatter.
All right, then, Squeaky, that's a good idea. You get the fly swatter. And, boys and girls, here's a funny song about a fly. Listen. There was a little fly, and away he flew over the meadows and the sea so blue, looking for another little fly he knew. Bye, bye, fly. He flew so fast that he got so hot, he started looking for a cooling spot, till all at once a little boy said, so what? Bye, bye, fly. Hey, that's a dandy song.
Hey, hold still, Happy Hank. Hold still.
Hey, ouch. Hey, Squeaky, what's the idea?
Well, I'm sorry, Happy Hank, but that fly was on your ear, and I thought I could get him with a fly swatter, but I guess I missed him.
Well, you might have missed him, but you hit my ear all right.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. Honest, I didn't.
All right, but the next time, be careful, will you? Well, hello there, Popcorn. And Popcorn says hello to all the girls and boys, and a special hello to all his dog pals. Popcorn says he doesn't like flies, especially when they light on his nose when he's sleeping.
Happy Hank.
Oh, what is it, Squeaky?
I have a riddle. I have a riddle. I have a riddle.
Okay, we heard you the first time. What is your riddle?
Say, and it's a stickler, too. Now, you listen. When is a baseball player like a spider?
Oh, me. When is a baseball player like a spider? Oh, sure, I know the answer, and that's a good one, Squeaky. And now, boys and girls, can you figure out the answer to that riddle? When is a baseball player like a spider? Now, you put on those thinking caps, and if you don't get the answer, I'll tell you at the end of our program today. But right now, say, I've got an idea. Let's sing our seesaw song, shall we? First, though, I guess we better tune up a little. Yum, bum, 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 bum. Now, here we go with seesaw. Seesaw, seesaw, now we're up or down. Seesaw, seesaw, now we're off to London town. Seesaw, seesaw, boys and girls come out and play. Seesaw, seesaw, on this our holiday. There's Polly and Johnny and Kitty and Jane all running to get on the seesaw again. But Bobby and Sally already are there and swinging the seesaw high up in the air. Let's see, there is something else. Oh, I know. Turn on the electric eye, Squeaky.
Okay, here we go.
Now, I'm looking right at you, boys and girls, right through my magic electric eye. Everybody stand up now. Ah, that's the way. Now let me see your faces. Look this way. All right, boys, put up your hands. Come on now, put your hands way up so I can see them. Fronts, that's it. Now the backs. Hey, pretty good. A little soap and water would help that boy over there and this one over here, but okay, put your hands down. All right, now, girls, let's see your hands. First the fronts. Now the backs. Good. Put your hands down, everybody. Turn off the magic eye, Squeaky.
Okay. And I'll bet I know who won the clean hands and face contest today.
All right, Squeaky, who do you think won?
Oh, that's easy, the girls.
Say, that's right, the girls are the winners.
Well, hooray! Too bad, fellas, but you better get that soap and water.
That's right, boys. You did fine, but a few of you forgot to wash up. And, of course, that counted against your side. How does the score stand, Squeaky?
Well, let's see. The girls are... The boys are, but the girls are 2 points ahead.
2 points ahead. Say, you really have to get busy, boys. But don't get discouraged. You just tell your pals to clean up good the next time and just keep trying. What'd you say, Popcorn? Well, that's fine. Say, Popcorn says he has a poem for us today. Well, we always like Popcorn's poems, so jump right up here on the stool. That's right. Well, I'll read the poem for Popcorn because I suppose you boys and girls wouldn't understand dog talk. Let's see. Here's what it says. A ruler only has 1 foot. Come on. But a dog like me has 4. If you don't want any more flies around, you'd better close the door. Well, Popcorn, that's the craziest poem I ever heard. A ruler only has 1 foot, but a dog like me has 4. If you don't want any more flies around, you'd better close the door. Well, I haven't seen that old fly around, so I guess he went home. Oh, I see. Popcorn says he'd like to have some milk to drink. Well, in just a few minutes, Popcorn, but say, you've given me an idea, all right. Yes, sir, boys and girls, do you know what I'm thinking? You do? Well, of course, our slogan song. And since this will be the last day for our song about drinking our milk, I think we ought to all sing it good and loud. Now, every day we're going to drink all our milk, you know. If you haven't learned all the words, you just hum along with me. And I know that Mother will be real happy if you remember to drink all your milk. Believe me, I do every day. Well, now here we go with our slogan song, Drink All Your Milk. Here we go now. When you take your seat and start in to eat, if you want to feel fine as silk, the one thing to do that's finest for you is be sure and drink all your milk. That's it. Now you know what time it is? Well, it's time for another chapter in The Adventures of Squeaky and Sputters, the two little cowboys who are trying to find the hideout of Black Tom the Outlaw. Now remember last time, Squeaky and Rocket were up in the air in the little red, white, and blue airplane, you know. And Rocket was very scared, not only of the plane, but of the radio. He thought the voices he heard were ghost voices from Ghost Town. Now, just to frighten him a little, Squeaky turned off the motor, and when he tried to turn it on again, it wouldn't work. Squeaky had to land in the pasture. Well, Rocket jumped out of the plane and started to run, but Sputters wouldn't let him. And then when the boys wanted some beans, Rocket said he just couldn't cook them. Well, as the scene opens today, the boys and Rocket are at the plane. Listen.
Well, I just can't understand it, Sputters. The motor never has failed to start before.
Oh, we'll have it fixed in a little while. Must be just some little something wrong. We'll find it.
Well, look. Hey, here it is. I found it. Look, Sputters. When I turned off the switch, this little wire came off, and then, of course, it wouldn't start again.
Well, now, what do you know? That just goes to show you that little things can be mighty important sometimes.
I don't see why you all want to fix up that plane just to hear them old ghosts talk some more.
Well, now, there he goes again about ghosts. He won't believe it was the radio that was talking.
Hey, I've got an idea. Let's just give him a demonstration and show him how the radio works. Now, you get in the plane with Rocket, and I'll stay here at the Jeep, and we'll talk to each other.
That's a good idea, Sputters. Hey, Rocket, come on and get in the plane with me, and we'll show you how the radio talks.
Well, need me get in that thing again? No, sir. If you want to show me something, I'll just stay here with Sputters.
Okay, Squeaky, you get in the plane, and I'll show him.
All right, then. I'll talk to you, and you can talk to me. Just a minute, now, till I get in the plane.
Now, just a minute, Rocket, and we'll show you. Now, listen. Sputters to Squeaky. Sputters to Squeaky. Over.
Squeaky to Sputters. Squeaky to Sputters. Go ahead. Over.
Hey, that's Squeaky's voice. I know that voice anywhere. I tell you, that's Squeaky.
Why, sure it is, and it's coming out of this little black box. You heard it. That's the radio.
Well, how did Squeaky get in that little black box? I seen him get into that flying machine. That's them ghosts, that's what it is. They can't do this to my Squeaky. I don't care if I is afraid of them. You give me back my Squeaky, you old ghost, or I'm going to take my rabbit's foot and I'll make you all git.
No, Rocket, that's what we're trying to show you. Squeaky is inside the plane talking, but his voice is coming out of this little black box.
Well, ain't Squeaky got no voice with him in the plane?
Oh, of course, I tell you. Here, I'll show you. I'll let you talk to Squeaky yourself. Now, here, this is the microphone.
Mike who?
No, the microphone. Now, you take it, and you just say, Rocket to Squeaky, Rocket to Squeaky, and then say what you want to say, and when you're through, say over. Now, go ahead, say it.
I don't know about this, but, well, I'll try it. Rocket to Squeaky, Rocket to Squeaky. How is you? Over?
Ah, this isn't Squeaky. This is Black Tom to you bunch of whippersnappers. I know what you're doing. You're following me. Well, you'd better be careful. I'm looking for you, too. And when I find you...
Hey, that wasn't Squeaky in that little black box. That was Black Tom. Dim's ghost again. I'm getting out of here. Help!
Hey, Rocket was right. That was Black Tom. Hey, Squeaky! Well, say, did you hear that, boys and girls? Black Tom must be listening. What's going to happen? You be sure and listen next time to another chapter in the adventures of Squeaky and Sputter. Hey, you been thinking about the riddle? When is a baseball player like a spider? Well, I'll tell you at the end of the program. What about those birthdays? Hey, just look at all the birthday smiles out there. Put up your hands if you're having a birthday today. Let's see. Oh, my goodness, what a big crowd of birthdays. All right, put your hands down. I'm glad I looked. Now, make a wish and we'll blow out all the candles on the birthday cake. Let's see, I wish this was... All right, now, get your wish. All right, take a big breath. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, blow. And out go all the candles. That means you'll get your wish. Now, let's all sing the birthday song. Ready? Here we go. I know a boy who has a birthday today. I know a girl who has one, too. I'm glad to hear it, and I'm happy to say a happy, happy birthday to you. Attention, boys and girls, here's the answer to our riddle today. All right, now, when is a baseball player like a spider? Well, the answer is when he catches a fly. Now, you be good, be careful, and smile when you wake up and start out the day by laughing your troubles away. Hey, don't frown or worry, it won't help a thing. The best way is tune right up and sing. When old man troubles you, just put him in his place. I found out the thing to do is laugh right in his face. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away.